Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Stanley Plosky, P-L-O-S-K-I. Stanley Plosky is a 78-year-old male and reports he injured his right foot at work on 10-22-19. He was working on heavy equipment and slipped on the mud and fell. The equipment was a track hoe. Pretty fell 3 feet from the machine onto his upright feet. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a torn Achilles. This was repaired surgically on 2 occasions. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Plosky alleged his foot slipped coming off of a machine on 10-22-19. This resulted in right foot slash Achilles with postoperative blood clots, orthopedic and internal disabilities. And then insert the summary that they've already done, and I'm looking for an operative report that I believe is on 12-8-21, but I can't find it. He did undergo surgery on 4-13-22, and we have that report. New paragraph. Mr. Plosky also received treatment at Mid-Jersey Orthopedics for his right shoulder, unrelated to the subject event. But he also had cardiac treatment. Physical therapy was also rendered on the dates described. Physical exam. General appearance, he was hard of hearing. He wore slip-on loafer-type shoes. Extremities lower inspection revealed a healed long scar at the posterior right Achilles, measuring 3¾ inches in length. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. He relates he did undergo right bunion and hammer toe surgery as well. He also developed a deep vein thrombosis after each surgery. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right Achilles, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with an intalgic gait on the right. He was unable to stand on his heels or toes. He did change positions fluidly. He was able to squat and rise. He was able to briefly do a one foot stand and heel lift on the affected side. Underline this, he states he hunts deer now using a four-wheeler as opposed to walking, which he did in the past. He uses a ground level blind when he hunts, so there was no climbing involved. Impressions on 10-22-19, Stanley Plosky slipped off of a track hoe onto his feet. He sought treatment with Dr. Rego, R-E-G-O, on 2 days later, describing the mechanism of injury. He was initiated on conservative care. X-rays showed no fractures or dislocations. He quickly was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bleazy, B-L-E-A-Z-E-Y, on 10-29-19. Right ankle MRI was done on 11-1-19 to be inserted. New paragraph. He did undergo at least one surgery on the right foot and ankle, but both reports, if we have them, should be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively along with a course of physical therapy. He had a repeat MRI of the right ankle on 2-21-22. Deputy Gloss saw Dr. Bleasy on 10/21/22. Period. New paragraph, current examination, found he ambulated with an atalgic gait on the right, but did not use a cane, crutch, or walker. Period. He had healed surgical scarring about the right Achilles, but full range of motion about the foot and ankle. Period. He was mildly tender to palpation about the right Achilles. Period. He had gait changes as noted above. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankles were normal. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. And that is the end.